I've got 48 kids from around the Huronia region going to Portugal. Originally, we had planned to go back in the year of first year of COVID with 13 kids. But now we've combined with Hanover Swim Club and the Collingwood Clippers and our own Owen Sound group. And we've got 48 with nine adults attending to go to a 10-day training and cultural experience in Portugal.
How did this come about, and how long has it taken for this to come about?
Yeah, well, the original plan was back, you know, like I said, 7 years ago. It was 26 years ago, 2020. I was connected with an old friend of mine, a teammate at USC, who was head of sport in Portugal, was for many years. And we kind of came up with the idea, and unfortunately that trip fell through. But this one was kind of initiated by Hanover. They had been to Florida last year. We went to Spain 2 years ago, but Hanover said, hey, how about doing a cooperative with local teams? And it turned into a really fun organizing group, and it's been going on for almost a year now, the organizing of it and getting everybody on side with all the details that go in something this big.
We're with Ken Fitzpatrick, head coach of the Owen Sound Aquatic Club. With this event, is it a training function or is it a competitive meet?
It's training and cultural, and okay. You know, we won't be competing. There is a big meet when we're there for the local Portugal country. It's their youth nationals, but we're there more to train, just kind of in transition in our season. We're finishing up kind of the first half, and this kind of begins the second half of the season. So,
how beneficial is it to do this training and transition away from what is traditionally your area?
At this time of year, it's a great time to keep the kids healthy. And you know, we're not in hot weather. It'll be 17 to 20 degrees. We're actually training indoors. We're at an Olympic training center in a place called Rio Maior, about an hour north of Portugal, or of Lisbon, sorry. And then we spend 2 days in Lisbon at the back end of the trip. So the cultural part, we're going to go see Nazaré Beach, which is known for the largest surf waves in the world. We're going to see, and that's 20 minutes from our training center. We're going to see a castle. We're going to see, you know, the city life of Lisbon, which is a historic city and, you know, one of the great architectural cities of the world.
Last couple of questions for Ken Fitzpatrick, the head coach of the Owen Sound Aquatic Club. What's been the buzz from the time you announced this to now that we're getting close to it? What's been the buzz especially amongst your swimmers?
Yeah, just the excitement. You know, they can't wait. We're down to 2 weeks from Thursday we leave. It's from the 12th to the 22nd. There's just a feeling of excitement, you know, and on both fronts. They want to be challenged in the water. They want to swim with kids from other teams. And they want to see that country. You know, for a lot of people, it's now a destination, I think, later in life. But it's something exciting for these kids to do in their young years.
Yeah, finally. And you probably touched on it, but how beneficial is this in particular to your swimmers? I know you want to go, but to your young swimmers that are in their high school years, how beneficial is this?
Well, the big difference for us there is that, you know, our pool is a 25-meter pool. And we'll be training in a full Olympic-sized 50-meter pool the entire time. So that's the real bonus to kick off what is traditionally the long course season. So that's a real benefit.